really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow.
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow.
3-2. Swung on. A pop foul.
Ow.
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow.
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow.
So I wonder if... Before we turn our attention to the Lions, can we just deconstruct that update for a minute, just so I'm clear? We had single-A baseball stats. We had an entire romantic reading of a Yahoo Fantasy Football article and the Washington Commanders starting quarterback. I'm going to write Jeremy's next update.
No, it's funny because I asked him, hey, what's the big news? He was like, not a lot. What do you got? I was like, not a lot.
I didn't realize we were doing passages from Yahoo Fantasy. Who cares? I digress. Let's get into the football. I am in a different mind space than other hosts at this station, so I can't sit here and, in any serious manner, do a big debate about, you know, Bob Bates, this nobody kicker they have, or... Oh, my God, who's going to be the third receiver? I mean, the morning show did 2 hours on this today, yelling about Julio Jones, who's a corpse. So here's the way we are going to attempt to do this. What is your biggest concern of the three things I offer you? One is you don't have a third wide receiver. You just don't. Now, I've argued you probably don't really need one. Your third wide receiver is truthfully, Jameson Williams, and a combination of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Khalif Raymond. You have pieces that make up that thing because you have the number one, arguably one of the five best receivers in football and the number one tight end in the game. I ain't arguing about a third
wide receiver. See, I think when people say third wide receiver, what they're really saying is if Amon-Ra goes down, who can fill in
that
spot?
Right, but that's football.
I understand, but that's what, because guys, you have a third receiver on the team. As you stated, it's J-Mo. It's Gibbs out the back. There's so many different options that you have that I don't know how Ben Johnson's going to keep everybody happy.
Isn't Hunter Renfrow unemployed? Can Hunter Renfrow play special teams? Last I checked, yes. Sign Hunter Renfrow. He's a rat, and I mean that as a compliment. He's a ball breaker, like Wes Welker, rat. Like these slot machine players, they just do their job. They run little diddly-doo routes.
We'll just go ahead and put Tom Kennedy on the 53-man roster.
Sure. The point I'm making is, okay, no third receiver. Number two, Jake Bates. I mean, the arguments about kickers at this station, they don't value the kicker spot. How many times do we have to go over this? They don't care. They just don't care.
No.
They're going to play the analytics. It's like Bo Schembechler. You guys all worship at that guy's grave. He had walk-on kickers. He would never give one a scholarship. He didn't value him. He didn't like him. That's Dan Campbell. They don't care. They're not going to use their kicker because the downs of consequence are going to determine their game well before it. Or number three, and this is the one I really just can't freak out about. Oh, my God, we need an established backup. Okay. Who? You used a third-round pick on a quarterback 2 years ago. Hendon Hooker's your backup. And if Hendon Hooker has to play, you're probably effed. The same way that if Chad Henne has to play, you're effed. Okay? There's your greeting card from Hallmark.
Really? Hendon shouldn't start?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. The point I'm making is these are the three prevailing things that people are wailing about right now. So which of these three concerns you the most? No legitimate option at the wide receiver spot after Amon-Ra and J-Mo. A shaky kicker from like the California Penal League. Or no legitimate veteran backup, which seems weird in a town where most people already have the Hooker statue up next to Barry. 248-539-9797.
the Hendenhooker statue, just to be clear.
I just realized that could be taken into I'd like to apologize to the Sanders family. There was nothing leading. Okay. I'd like to apologize.
The 30 for 30. The real reason why Barry left.
No. I understand and thank you for the correction.
I look at this and honestly, I don't see any of these being a concern for you because as I explained, the third receiver, guys, you already have too many mouths to feed. Ben Johnson has to come up with different ways to keep so many people happy. You have five options already. A third receiver will only be the sixth option. What you're really saying is, what if Amon-Ra goes down? Hey, that's life, okay? That's football. It happens. Everybody's going to get dinged up.
Look at the Vikings. Jordan Addison just got carried off the field.
Right.
You got your quarterback's dead. Like, this is football.
The backup QB, if you really look at it, there's not too many teams who could just insert backup guy and keep it going for more than, I think, three games, where this guy is going to end up becoming the next person. So, yeah, that's not a concern for me because that's every other team. So I guess by default, it's kicker because eventually you're going to have to kick field goals. I don't think that any of the three are a high priority, but kicker wins by default. It was nice to see with a little bit of pressure on, he stepped up, he got it done, he kicked the walk-off game-winning field goal on the road. That's something that Dan Campbell can put in his back pocket, even though he does not respect kickers, knowing that if I have to in a game in Minnesota, or if I have to in a game where we're playing the Falcons in the playoffs, right, and we're in Atlanta, he's done this before. I can trust him to at least go out there and not embarrass himself.
All right, so Rico goes with the kicker, and I don't think you're crazy for it. And again, you want a third wide receiver, you can go off the scrap heap, you could trade for one down the line, you could, somebody gets cut during the year.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to go with somebody who gets cut because you don't have the trade pieces.
But what you're not going to find is a kicker. You're not going to make some big trade for a great kicker. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, Tucker's not leaving Baltimore.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Give me a second round pick. It's not happening. So, look, the backup quarterback thing, I'm just a believer if Jared Goff gets hurt, season's over anyways. You know, things like Brock Purdy, that you don't plan on that. That just happens to you.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, and I think Kirk Cousins may have been the last backup who
and
just...
And before that, you look at Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Drew Bledsoe died, and a guy who they never wanted to play played and just blossomed. I don't believe there's a backup that, oh my God, if we bring in Ryan Tannehill, you what? You don't win a playoff game.
So, yeah, I mean, even Nick Foles couldn't keep the job after he won the Super Bowl. So,
look, those are the three topics other shows are wailing about. I just would like to know which one are you most worried about. Rico and I are pretty chill about it. Sure, I'm fine if you say, hey, let's get a receiver. But, like, I'm not going to die on the hill named Julio Jones with his 11 catches. Yeah. What's Julio on his 15? He's 100 years old. He's never healthy. He's got nothing in the tank.
Yeah, my biggest concern was not an option that you gave, and it's nothing that the Lions can control.
Injuries?
No, it's the division's gotten better.
Oh, I'm not giving you that.
Right. I said that's my biggest concern, man, and that's nothing that you can do. It's just, hey, the neighborhood, hey, they went out and worked on their houses as well. Good luck with that. But of the three, it's kicker by default because if you have so many offensive weapons that putting Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield, like you line him and Montgomery up in the backfield and then you swing him out in motion, congratulations. You know what you now have? A third receiver. He's going to be getting picked up by a linebacker or a safety. Good luck to that guy.
248-539-9797. David, of the three that other shows have been yelling about, what's your biggest concern?
Yeah, I'm not going to go crazy over either one of these, but I think my default answer will be the wide receiver. Just because having another weapon would be great. But I'm not going crazy over getting one. I'm not broken up that, oh my gosh, I need to get one.
And it's not, there's no wrong answer. But for everybody so concerned over the third receiver, then if this guy is involved in the offense, whose balls are you taking away? Who's not getting receptions?
Oh, that's a drop. 248-539-9797. Kenny.
Just laughing at that last drop.
No, I mean, listen, it's there's potential there. Go ahead.
So I'm looking at the third wide receiver as a luxury. It's not my biggest concern, and you have it by committee, whether it's Laporta, whether it's Gibbs, whether it's Montgomery. You can do it a variety of ways.
What if it's J-Mo from a technical standpoint? 100%. J-Mo won't get the targets Laporta or Amon-Ra get.
100%. It could easily be J-Mo. And the backup quarterback thing, I think I line up more with you, where if you need one, then you're in enough trouble already where, well, the season's over to begin with.
Yeah, if you wanted that type of luxury, and I didn't advise it, you had to go out and pay Minshew $10, $12, $13 million a year. And you're not going to do that in a Super Bowl window. You needed to add players. You needed to add Carlton Davis. You needed to add DJ Reader. You needed to pay Taylor Decker or pay these people. So, I look, I know it's preseason. I know people want to really be intense about football, but this is why I don't value any of this. You have to look at the NFL. You can't future-proof everything.
Right.
Because you just can't. If you get a hole in your roof, you're going to get wet. That's the NFL.
Yeah. And I don't think that Hendon Hooker is your immediate starter because if hypothetically you don't want this, Goff goes down, you're not going to start the Rams game with Hendon Hooker. At that point, they're going to get desperate and they're going to go try to go out and make a trade to bring in somebody with more experience, especially if he's going to be gone for a long time.
Can I get
a
name in?
248-539-9797.
You want to do the topic?
We'll get with you, the people. Not in this lifetime or the next, Rico. 97.1.
Ow! It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow!
3-2 swung on a pop foul.
Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Ow!
So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
So I wonder if
all right, before we turn our attention to the Lions, can we just deconstruct that update for a minute, just so I'm clear? We had single A baseball stats. We had an entire romantic reading of a Yahoo Fantasy Football article. And the Washington Commanders starting quarterback. You know, I'm going to write Jeremy's next update.
No, it's funny because I asked him, hey, what's the big news? He was like, not a lot. What do you got? I was like, not a lot.
I didn't realize we were doing passages from Yahoo Fantasy. Who cares? I digress. Let's get into the football. I am in a different mind space than other hosts at this station. So I can't sit here and in any serious manner do a big debate about, you know, Bob Bates, this nobody kicker they have, or, oh my God, who's going to be the third receiver? I mean, the morning show did 2 hours on this today, yelling about Julio Jones, who's a corpse. So here's the way we are going to attempt to do this. What is your biggest concern of the three things I offer you? One is you don't have a third wide receiver. You just don't. Now, I've argued you probably don't really need one. Your third wide receiver is truthfully, Jameson Williams and a combination of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Khalif Raymond. You have pieces that make up that thing because you have the number one, arguably one of the five best receivers in football and the number one tight end in the game. I ain't arguing about a third
wide
receiver.
But see, I think when people say third wide receiver, what they're really saying is if Amon-Ra goes down, who could fill in
right,
that spot?
Right, but that's football.
I understand, but that's when, because guys, you have a third receiver on the team. As you stated, it's J-Mo. It's Gibbs out the back. There's so many different options that you have that I don't know how Ben Johnson's going to keep everybody happy.
Isn't Hunter Renfro unemployed? Can Hunter Renfro play special teams? Last I checked, yes. Sign Hunter Renfro. He's a rat, and I mean that as a compliment. He's a ball breaker, like Wes Welker, rat. Like these slot machine players, they just do their job. They run little diddly-doo routes.
We'll just go ahead and put Tom Kennedy on the 53-man roster.
Sure. The point I'm making is, okay, no third receiver. Number two, Jake Bates. I mean, the arguments about kickers at this station, they don't value the kicker spot. How many times do we have to go over this? They don't care. They just don't care.
No.
They're going to play the analytics. It's like Bo Schembechler. You guys all worship at that guy's grave. He had walk-on kickers. He would never give one a scholarship. He didn't value him. He didn't like him. That's Dan Campbell. They don't care. They're not going to use their kicker because the downs of consequence are going to determine their game well before. Or number three, and this is the one I really just can't freak out about. Oh, my God, we need an established backup. Okay, who? You used a third-round pick on a quarterback 2 years ago. Hendon Hooker's your backup. And if Hendon Hooker has to play, you're probably effed. The same way that if Chad Henne has to play, you're effed. Okay? There's your greeting card from Hallmark.
Really? Hendon shouldn't start?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. The point I'm making is these are the three prevailing things that people are wailing about right now. So which of these three concerns you the most? No legitimate option at the wide receiver spot after Amon-Ra and J-Mo. A shaky kicker from like the California Penal League. Or no legitimate veteran backup, which seems weird in a town where most people already have the Hooker statue up next to Barry. 248-539-9797.
The Hendon Hooker statue, just to be clear.
I just realized that could be taken into... I'd like to apologize to the Sanders family. There was nothing leading. Okay. I'd like to apologize.
The 30 for 30. The real reason why Barry left.
No. I understand and thank you for the correction.
I look at this and honestly, I don't see any of these being a concern for you because as I explained, the third receiver, guys, you already have too many mouths to feed. Ben Johnson has to come up with different ways to keep so many people happy. You have five options already. A third receiver will only be the sixth option. What you're really saying is what if Amon-Ra goes down? Hey, that's life, okay? That's football. It happens. Everybody's going to get dinged up.
Look at the Vikings. Jordan Addison just got carried off the field.
Right.
You got your quarterback's dead. Like, this is football.
The backup QB, if you really look at it, there's not too many teams who could just insert backup guy and keep it going for more than, I think, three games where this guy is going to end up becoming the next person. So, yeah, that's not a concern for me because that's every other team. So I guess by default, it's kicker because eventually you're going to have to kick field goals. I don't think that any of the three are a high priority, but kicker wins by default. It was nice to see with a little bit of pressure on, he stepped up, he got it done, he kicked the walk-off game-winning field goal on the road. That's something that Dan Campbell can put in his back pocket, even though he does not respect kickers, knowing that if I have to in a game in Minnesota or if I have to in a game where we're playing the Falcons in the playoffs right. And we're in Atlanta – he's done this before. I can trust him to at least go out there and not embarrass himself.
All right, so Rico goes with the kicker. And I don't think you're crazy for it. And again, you want a third wide receiver? You can go off the scrap heap. You could trade for one down the line. You could somebody gets cut during the year.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to go with somebody who gets cut because you don't have the trade pieces.
Well, what you're not going to find is a kicker. You're not going to make some big trade for a great kicker. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, Tucker's not leaving Baltimore.
Exactly. Right. Okay. You're a second-round pick. It's not happening. So, look, the backup quarterback thing, I'm just a believer if Jared Goff gets hurt, season's over anyways. You know, things like Brock Purdy, that you don't plan on that. That just happens to you.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, and I think Kirk Cousins may have been the last backup who
and
just...
And before that, you look at Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Drew Bledsoe died. And a guy who they never wanted to play played and just blossomed. I don't believe there's a backup that, oh, my God, if we bring in Ryan Tannehill, you what? You don't win a playoff game.
So, yeah, I mean, even Nick Foles couldn't keep the job after he won the Super Bowl. So
look, those are the three topics other shows are wailing about. I just would like to know which one are you most worried about. Rico and I are pretty chill about it. Sure, I'm fine if you say, hey, let's get a receiver. But, like, I'm not going to die on the hill named Julio Jones with his 11 catches. Yeah. What's Julio on his 15? He's 100 years old. He's never healthy. He's got nothing in the tank.
Yeah. My biggest concern was not an option that you gave, and it's nothing that the Lions can control.
Injuries?
No. It's the division's gotten better.
Oh, that yeah, no, I'm so, not giving you that. No,
right. I said that's my biggest concern, man. And that's nothing that you can do. It's just, hey, the neighborhood, hey, they went out and worked on their houses as well. Good luck with that. But of the three, it's kicker by default because if you have so many offensive weapons that putting Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield, like you line him and Montgomery up in the backfield and then you swing him out in motion, congratulations. You know what you now have? A third receiver. He's going to be getting picked up by a linebacker or a safety. Good luck to that guy.
248-539-9797. David, of the three that other shows have been yelling about, what's your biggest concern?
Yeah, I'm not going to go crazy over either one of these, but I think my default answer will be the wide receiver. Just because having another weapon would be great, but I'm not going crazy over getting one. I'm not broken up that, oh my gosh, I need to get one.
And it's not, there's no wrong answer. But for everybody so concerned over the third receiver, then if this guy is involved in the offense, whose balls are you taking away? Who's not getting receptions?
Oh, that's a drop. 248-539-9797. Kenny.
Just laughing at that last drop.
No, I mean, listen, there's potential there. Go ahead.
So I'm looking at the third wide receiver as a luxury. It's not my biggest concern, and you have it by committee, whether it's Laporta, whether it's Gibbs, whether it's Montgomery. You can do it a variety of ways.
What if it's J-Mo from a technical standpoint? 100%. J-Mo won't get the targets Laporta or Amon-Ra get.
100%. It could easily be J-Mo. And the backup quarterback thing, I think I line up more with you, where if you need one, then you're in enough trouble already where, well, the season's over to begin with.
Yeah, if you wanted that type of luxury, and I didn't advise it, you had to go out and pay Minshew $10, $12, $13 million a year. And you're not going to do that in a Super Bowl window. You needed to add players. You needed to add Carlton Davis. You needed to add DJ Reader. You needed to pay Taylor Decker or pay these people. So, I look, I know it's preseason. I know people want to really be intense about football, but this is why I don't value any of this. You have to look at the NFL. You can't future-proof everything.
Right.
Because you just can't. If you get a hole in your roof, you're going to get wet. That's the NFL.
Yeah. And I don't think that Hendon Hooker is your immediate starter because if hypothetically you don't want this, Goff goes down, you're not going to start the Rams game with Hendon Hooker. At that point, they're going to get desperate and they're going to go try to go out and make a trade to bring in somebody with more experience, especially if he's going to be gone for a long time.
Can I get
time.
A name in?
248-539-9797.
You want to do the topic?
We'll get with you, the people. Not in this lifetime or the next, Rico. 97.1.